Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. This is your juicy, fruity mama, and those of you that have been with me for a long time, remember the show that we came up with that? Somebody called me that, and it's just stuck. So on my switchboard every time when I call in and get put up on the switchboard, Stephen puts up there, juicy, fruity mama. I get a kick out of that. Okay, so, wow, some interesting stuff to tell you about. And most of it, interestingly enough, of course, whenever we decide to embark on a dream and make it come true and go the distance, we get to look at all of our belief systems and our perspectives and all of the things that might be in our way of running the best race we can. So, as you know, Tuesday is the last day for the Kickstarter campaign for Buffalopaloo, our new little bear. And in well, I started to say my naivete, and the channel is correcting me in my, well, the highest word is blind hope. Now, that's interesting. We'll have to look into that. But in my blind hope, well, I'm kind of shocked at those words, actually. It never occurred to me that the world would not get this idea, embrace this idea, and financially get behind this idea. We have $6,000 to go by Tuesday. And when I was working on it last night, because I walk my talk and I truly believe that the reality of my life shows up around the belief systems and the perspectives that I hold, whether I know about them or not. So night I sat down and I said, okay, what's the highest intention to make sure that everything within me is in harmony with, in vibration with, that I'm in the vortex of? And the words were creating what you want. That actually, the clarity of that came in this morning. And so I want to tell you and share with you, I want, first of all, for all of you to pull up, what are you wanting to create? Remember to state it in the positive, not to get well, but to create a beautiful, amazing health. Not to make more money, but to be financially free and independent and joyful. So take a moment, decide one thing that you want to focus on that you are wanting to create. Okay, so mine is to, right now in this moment, get this bear out into the world in a very, very, very big way. This is what I needed and what we all need as a collective consciousness to bring into alignment around creating what we want. They took me to genetic poisoning. Now, remember, genetic is an idea that we have all agreed that we will come together and believe together. So this is the genetic poisoning about creating what I want. The first core belief they took me to is I don't think I have enough energy to do this. The second core belief they told me was I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Now, if we don't know what we want, i.e. to be successful around creating what I want, that's what we all want, right? We want to have total and joyful success around creating what we want. So we have to know what we want. We have to state what it is we want. If we don't do that, then we don't put all of our energy behind it, and it doesn't, our energy doesn't open up, and that gives us the illusion that we don't have enough energy to do this. It also works the other way. If we say to ourselves, or any part of ourselves believes, oh my God, I just don't have enough energy to create what I want, then we will not allow ourselves to even state what it is that we want. So it can work either way, but the two things work in tandem. I know where this comes from. It's very clear to me. This started with my dad. All my life, my dad, as you know, was an alcoholic. But when I was very little, he was an entrepreneur. He created a fishing bobber that somebody took away from him because he was not a good businessman and made a fortune on. He and my mother started really the first discount store ever called Promoto Sale, where he would buy extra things from department stores and stuff and sell them for less. It burned to the ground the night before they decided they could afford to get insurance. So over and over and over and over again in my life, I saw my dad's and my mom's dreams squelched by somebody or something. It beat him down. It drove him to drink, and ultimately, he lived and modeled for me those two beliefs. I don't have enough energy to do anything else that I want to create, and I don't really let myself even know what those things are because I am in so much fear that I will lose them again. Now, I can go through my life and see how those have been recreated in a big way for me throughout my life in different aspects of my life. And what I want you to hear, everybody, is this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to recreate that synapse in your brain. We have set the world up to not deliver to us. And that is our creation. So around creating what we want, knowing exactly what that is, and knowing that we are the energy and we have enough of that energy to create that, we are invoking the violet flame and the golden light. And we claim with an open heart, I am divine love. I am the power, the joy, the love, and the choice. My heart is open. This is created for me now. And that took care of the blind belief, the blind faith, the blind hope. They're explaining it. Blind because we have been blind to our own selves and where we were in the way of that creation. Wow. Okay. So it's all done, and it's all done for all of us. There's another level that they would like us to do. So for any and all levels left to be covered, maybe it's the three people that just came on, we're invoking the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Around creating exactly what I want. I know what it is. I state what it is. And I know I am the energy and I am enough energy to to create it. Anything else? Okay, so we have until Tuesday. Please keep sending it out. Please talk about it. Anybody that can participate in us meeting our goal, that's awesome. Lots of new people are coming forward. There were three beautiful new souls that I saw just participated this morning. The Kickstarter will be over Tuesday. On the other hand, I'm thrilled to say that the sales of the Bear are going really well. Lots of people have responded to it. I'm back here doing a science fiction convention, and it just spoke to my heart. There was this little two-year-old girl, and they were walking by my table, and she reached her arms out to Papa and yelled, "Bear, Bear!" And her parents came over, and I told them about the Bear, and the mother was very moved, and the child just totally responded to this Bear. So, of course, they got one. And that, I take, is an affirmation to everything that we just did, opening up. We can't be afraid of losing because we've lost before, guys. We have to create the knowing that everything is in place and all our dreams are met in order to recreate that. Oh, my goodness, those of you that joined me for the Christ Consciousness webinar, wow. Another amazing, amazing 2 hours of channeling and clarity and opening up of energy. It is posted. If you didn't join us live, you're really going to enjoy this webinar. So you can order it, of course, everything at imdwallace.com. Now, I'm saying is that everything, sheets, book, song, what the world needs now is love. Okay, well, around everything that we've talked about here and everything that we want and all the desires of our heart that we want to create, we are claiming the vibration and the frequency of love. I am the love that creates this, because love creates everything, heals everything. And so we are claiming to be the vibration of that love around our creation. And now I can go to the calls. If you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 so Stephen can get you in the queue. Okay, and we're going to Justine in Pennsylvania. Hi, Annie, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good luck on the Bear, and I hope all your dreams come true. So,
I'm willing it. Thank you. I'm allowing it, too. Wow, they just yelled that. Just allow it. Okay.
Yeah. So this is around my birthday, which is coming up in a couple of days, but a friend of mine, she started last week bugging me about what I wanted to do on my birthday. And it's not so much that that she wants to celebrate, it's my reaction to it. It's like I got really defensive and even kind of got sick to my stomach. And I kept telling her to drop it. And finally, I just stopped texting her for the rest of the day about it.
Okay, so Justine, why don't you want to celebrate who you are? Because until you celebrate who you are, the world can't celebrate who you are, and you're not going to get what you want.
Right.
So give me a song, any song.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
What?
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Okay, you got to help me. What's that about?
That's the Meatloaf song where there's the guy and the girl are going back and forth, "Will you love me forever?" And he's saying, "Let me sleep on it."
What does that have to do with your dad?
With my dad?
Yeah.
Well,
when you were a little girl, what does that have to do with your dad?
Well, I didn't have a relationship with my dad up until a few years ago.
Okay. Okay. And so, right in alignment with what we've talked about already, there's a part of you that fears losing that relationship again. Is that
okay.
resonating with you? Can you find that anywhere in you?
Yeah, because now, you know, both of my parents are in their 70s, and I'm like, because, you know, this is the first time in my adult life that I've had a relationship with either one of them. I mean, close, you know, to where we live in the same town, and I hang
right.
out with them all the time now. And now I'm seeing them, even though they're both okay health-wise. I mean, my dad's still going strong and still see the that they're getting older, you know?
I do know. And it's kind of a circle here going on for you, because now that you have them back in your life, you experience your self-worth. But the fear of losing them means you would lose that self-worth. And what you've got to lovingly bring yourself back into, Justine, is that I love me for who I am. I celebrate me for who I am. And I don't need anybody or anything else to do that. You kind of said, oh, I can love myself more because they're back in my life now and everything's the way it should be. But really, honey, you got to give yourself permission to love yourself whether they're in your life or not.
Okay.
You haven't loved yourself for a long time because you judged yourself around, well, it was kind of like, you know, I don't have the picture that everybody else has, and I don't have the family everybody else has, and so you went into self-judgment that was your responsibility for that, and I'm kind of not the person I want to be because of all that. And that's not why it happened. Why it happened is so that you could learn to hold yourself special and sacred no matter who loved you or what the situation looked like.
Okay.
Well, does this make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of at a loss for words because it's dead on, basically.
Well, good. So here's your opportunity to change your life around in a moment, darling. You're the only one that has to say, by God, which is you, and the one, by God, I'm choosing to love me and know how awesome I am right this moment. And I always have been, and now I'm going to embrace that. Got it?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and go have fun loving yourself, darling.
Thank you so much, Dee.
I love you. I love you, too. Bye-bye. Well, if that wasn't a message for everybody, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for us to be successful or for somebody else to love us or to get well or to stay young? Or what are you waiting for before you're going to just say, I don't care about anything? I'm loving myself right this minute. I'm awesome. I'm magnificent. And I rock. Miss Catherine in San Francisco, you're on, baby.
Hello.
Hi.
The first things that you said at the beginning of the show were exactly what I've been thinking, of course. And especially the part about knowing what I want to do. And so I've been looking for, I think the big picture has been putting me off, like too much to swallow, and I've been looking for a first step of getting started, but I find that hard without being clear in my mind of my goal.
Okay, so tell me what the big picture is. What do you want?
My own business.
Okay, so what are you passionate about?
I just have general areas. Like, I know I want to be, I always am helping people, and I want to be creative, and I want to work in the arts.
Okay. So I would start writing all those things down. You want to work in the arts. You want to help people. And what was the third one?
Creative atmosphere.
Okay, you want to work in a creative atmosphere. Okay, That can be anything from teaching arts and crafts in kindergarten to creating a website where you create any kind of creativity that you want, to working with the elderly in some way to help them joyfully create, because that's a big, big issue with the elderly. And actually, the channel is saying that's the purpose of you calling in, to bring this to your attention and to everybody's. Mm-hmm. The older people get, the less they are encouraged to create.
Mm-hmm.
And it is creation itself that keeps us young. It's our passion
right.
around creating that
mm-hmm.
keeps us vibrant. So
mm-hmm.
start looking at some of the...
I'm interested
yeah,
more in
ahead.
Children. I'm interested
okay.
more on the other end in keeping children's creativity alive.
Okay, so start doing some research. This is from the channel. This is not for me. Start
okay.
doing some research in two places. One, why creativity is so important
mm-hmm.
to developing a full, happy, rounded child. And
mm-hmm.
two, where we are lacking in creativity with our child and
mm.
where that needs to be addressed. And actually, the channel is saying there are even things that you, and they're just waiting for you to reach up and grab them to actually invent creatively for children.
Right.
They're also suggesting that you start taking, whether it's online or in a class, some basic business classes on how to start
right.
a business. And boy, can I tell you, after doing Buffalopoloo,
yeah.
I wish to heck I had done that before I started out on this venture. I have learned by the hook and crook of my chinny chin chin.
Okay.
And the universe has delivered people to help me all along the way. But the channel is very, very excited about this for
oh.
you.
Great.
So don't let there be any excuses, Catherine,
right.
about why
right.
you don't. You know, oftentimes it takes the first two or three steps.
Yes.
And then you make a left turn or a right turn and find where you've been stepping to.
Yes.
Okay?
But
you've got to start. You can't keep using excuses, everybody, not to
mm-hmm.
start. You go, what can I do today? Well, anybody
okay.
can take an online class the minute you get off this show.
Right.
Right? You can start investigating. And what that does is it says to the universe and to the universe of you, yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on. Is there anything else? Something? Nope, that's it. So call back and let us know what you decided and what steps you've taken. Will you, baby?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome. You got to take those steps, guys. You've got to take the action. Hi, Mary. How are you, sweet thing?
Hi, darling. How are you, you juicy, fruity mama?
I am pretty. I'm all in white today. I look like a little angel.
Well, you are a little angel.
Oh, yeah. I'm really, I'm fooling them all down there. What's up?
Well,
hey,
remember when we were in Doylestown, we started the first Juicy Fruity Mama Club two or three
yes.
years ago. And the same group and more keep coming back every year, and now it's three years into Juicy Fruity Mama Club.
I know. I love it.
It's so
I love
cool.
it. I get such a kick out of it. And
yeah.
I try to live up to it, Mary.
Oh, you do. You do not fail in that.
Thank you, darling.
I wanted you to know that I got my bears, two of them
good.
To start with. I've been playing with them. Absolutely love them. And I'm giving one to my boss's daughter's first little baby girl. And
oh,
I can't wait
Mary.
I can't wait until she sees it and get the reaction from her.
Thank you for passing it out there, darling.
Oh, it's just wonderful. And, you know, I've donated. I'm putting everything forward for you. And I just want to tell everybody, this is so cool, and I'm so proud of you. You're just
thank
awesome.
Thank you. And, I just want everybody to know that I intend for this to be a whole movement. You know?
Oh,
it's
yes.
The I Love Me movement. And I'm watching Donald Trump on a news show this morning. Well, he actually had some very interesting things to say. But it's great if you're watching the news and staying detached.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that finally the conversation is gearing toward not gun control, but mental health.
Yes. And that would be a huge thing to go forward with.
Yes, and that's exactly what Bapalapalu is about.
Absolutely.
It's beginning to create the synapses of love and self-love so that we love ourselves so much that we cannot do harm out there in the world.
Right, we wouldn't even think of doing guns, even if they're available.
No. And finally, if we can, and I suggest everybody write anybody, you know, politically that you want to write and go, look, we're really supporting this conversation for treating people with mental health around all these issues and really addressing people when we know they have mental health issues instead of looking away and going, well, we don't have time.
Absolutely.
Because their synapses can be restructured. We know that. That's a fact. So
I have a very good friend who lost her son to this mental illness. He, in his late 30s, developed severe bipolarism, and the system as it is now wouldn't really allow the family to help that son, and he ultimately committed suicide.
Yeah.
She has written a book and has spoken with all kinds of legislators and stuff, and she's helped the representative from Pennsylvania to bring forth this bill. Whether it's going to get very far this session, we don't know, but to change the mental health rules. And so I'm just very involved in that, too.
Well, let's all put our energy behind that, guys.
Yeah.
Because it's an idea whose time has come.
Yes.
Love and self-love is a long-awaited idea whose time has come. And we
Amen.
Need to put our focus there, so that the majority of the collective consciousness gets it quickly and we start moving quickly on this. And you know that's the way it works.
Yes, of course.
That's one thing that we want to create. We're all clear about that, right?
Yeah. Amen.
So we invoke the violet flame and the golden light, and I am divine love around the creation of that we want. Thank you, darling.
Awesome. I love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too. Can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you. Bye-bye.
All right. And we're going to Ms. Ann in Austin. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hello.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. So I want to know where I'm falling out regarding creating the new job. I've gotten very close to being able to get a new job, but then I get right at the end, and then I haven't heard back from this company, even though it seemed very promising. So I don't know if I'm just being impatient or if there's some kind of, like, core belief holding me back.
Well, there's an opportunity, and let's change our words a little bit, because I want you all of your focus to go in, where do I need to get more in alignment with completion?
Okay.
The completion of the creation of what I want. So just in this show so far, we've already expanded out from creating what I want to the completion of that creation. She but give me a song, darling.
The Moving On Up song came to me from the Jeffersons.
We're moving on up?
Yeah, to the east side, that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that means we're moving on up. We're moving on up financially. We're moving on up in status. We're creating what we want. That's what that whole song was about. So What do we need to get into alignment more within us about moving on up and into the creation of what we want? And now they're taking me to the sheets that I work with, first sheet, second sheet. We're going to genetic list. So this is an idea we're all sharing here. Here. Oh, we're going to two subjects. We're going to genetic relationships. So that would be the relationship with what we are wanting to create. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Something from here. 16. Okay, our relationship with this genetic poisoning that I spoke about earlier around I don't have the energy to do this because I don't know what I want or vice versa. And now we're going to a core belief. Well, this is interesting. I've never had this page here. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. Okay, so I'm going to use you as a specific example that we're going to work with here. And so there's a part of you that, when you get what you want, you get, that's the highest word, depressed. So it's, oh, my God, I got what I want, but I really don't deserve it, that kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, I got what I want. Now what the heck am I going to do with it? Oh, my gosh, I got what I want, but people don't like me now. There's some kind of a negative, and it comes right from your dad. They're saying if you go to your dad, you'll see very clearly what's not in harmony within you. So what happened to your dad whenever he got what he wanted, or what happened to your dad that kept him from not getting what he wanted?
I wasn't close with him growing up, but what I do know about his life is he started a lot of businesses that failed, and he either got and he got cheated out of his family inheritance a little bit.
Okay. So when I get what I want, the world craps all over me.
Yeah.
Yep. Welcome to me. That's my dad too. So that tells us, guys, what the channel's trying to tell us is there's a part of us that has a huge fear that our creation will be taken away from us. And until we are clear that we are the creators of the completion and the ongoing success of what we want to create, that fear that's very, very buried in subconscious will keep us out of harmony with creating the completion of what we want in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That makes total sense to me. Do you get it, Ann?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Thank you.
Yep. So we have to go, if we feel that or hear a fleeting thought around that, no, I am trusting the universe, and I am trusting me, and I am trusting me to attract everyone that will support me in making this a success, in the completion of what I want. And so it is. Wow. Putting together a lot of great pieces here. You know, when I sat down to decide what I wanted to talk about in the beginning of the show, and I really did want to talk about Buffalopoulou and my disappointment, and it's exactly what we're talking about here, disappointment in other energy, not finding it or backing it or confirming it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, I shouldn't bring, because that sounds kind of like victim stuff, I shouldn't bring that on the show. And they said, no, that's exactly why you need to bring it on the show, because it's what everyone is up against right now. So if we are going to be our powerful selves, We love ourselves. We believe in ourselves. We trust ourselves. And because we trust ourselves as a creative force, we trust ourselves to bring to us through the law of attraction everyone that we can trust, that is trustworthy, that is going to support the completion of our dream. That's our statement. That's our direction. We stand by it, and that's who we are. That's who I am, and so it is. Wow. Thanks, Ann. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Loving this show. All right. We are going to Ulrike in British Columbia. Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hello, Dee. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah,
you're welcome. So nice to meet you.
Thank you.
How have you been?
All in all, have been good, but I'm looking, you know, I'm looking for a new home. I talked with you about that a few months ago, and now I have a month left. And I haven't found anything really that suits me perfectly. And, you know, I have two questions. So one is about the new place, because I'm looking for a place where I can also have a studio, and where people can come and directly to me, and we have a studio tour here where people come directly to the studios on the private properties. And so there I haven't found anything. And the other question is, a week ago I had a car accident that a deer flew into my windshield, and nothing happened to me, thankfully. But it kind of has me really shaken up, and I feel
I bet.
Not myself.
Okay. All right. So it's interesting. When you said you only have a month to go, my pendulum went to no. And
excuse me?
And then it went to no. Then it went to no when you said, I want to create a place with a studio and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you went into the deer. So all of this has something to do with you stopping yourself mm-hmm. in the creation of what you want. Now, I would have thought we would have covered that, and they're saying we have covered a part of it, but you're bringing in two new pieces here. So if there's anything going on in our energy where we're stopping ourselves,
yeah.
in the creation of what we want, that ain't going to work, is it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they're saying you're very clear about what you want, so you're clear and you're stopping yourself also in the creation of it. Sheets, book, song.
No, I don't get that.
Well, give
I don't
me a movie.
See that.
Ulrike, give me a
what?
Movie. That's why you called. Give me a movie.
Well, I mean, what comes is, it says broken. I think I saw that somewhere the other day.
Okay,
that
yeah,
title.
That's a movie, Broken. And, all right, so, oh boy, this is coming in loud and clear, so everybody listen up. It's that part of us that still gets excited and feel powerful over the struggle of creating what we want.
Oh.
That's what the whole movie Broken is about, is nobody can break him. He's not going to break, but look what he has to go through to be able to say that. So the higher word is conquering. We get excited around the journey itself of conquering everything to get what we want. We have to get excited about the completion of having it, not around the ride of trying to get it. That's the highest
yeah.
understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're saying this is an ancestral heritage thing. With you, Ulrike. What's your heritage, baby?
Well, what do you want to know?
German,
I'm from Germany.
Irish, German.
I'm German.
Okay. All right. they're inviting you to let go of all of that German victimization. And now they're showing me Hitler. All right, this is the second part of it. Oh, my God. All right, so you do not have to conquer other energy in order to be your own ruler, honey. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, they're using Hitler as a metaphor. You don't have to conquer other energy, struggle with other energy, feel that other energy is something that you have to rise up against to handle, right? You just create. And many of us have been taught we have to fight against society. We have to fight against the man, right? We have to fight against the people that are the haves. And it's just not true. That is totally taking us out of being in alignment with the creation of completion of what we want. That's your whole answer right
wow,
there.
That's really hard.
Well, it's not hard.
I have to get it. I have to completely get it. You know, I need to listen to it again.
Okay.
What you said.
So, Ricky, Hitler's message was we have to take over all of the Jews and the world if we are going to be safe and be the rulers of the world. We have to take over other energy.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Crazy.
That is
yeah.
not how we create. How we create is knowing and inviting all energy to come create with us. Even down to the metaphor of the deer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
now
I don't really see how I do
deer.
That. Where am I doing that?
Obviously, you have a belief in you that you have to beat other energy to get what you want, and that other energy and the whole world is not coming on board and supporting you, that you have to fight to get what you want in some way. And it's not true, and that's the belief we all have to turn around. So let's invoke the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, the symbol and the formula also. I am divine love. So just keep saying to yourself, Ulrike, I am willing to allow the whole world to support me. I am allowing the whole world to create this beautiful, wonderful place with me easily and effortlessly and joyfully. Bring it on.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you, Dee.
Boy, okay. This is like a mini webinar today, this show. Anya, you're up. What's up?
Hey, Misty.
Hi, sweetheart.
Part of what I wanted to check in was you know, buckle up a loo and find out deadlines, and I'm going to go ahead and contribute today, get mine in. So.
Well,
thank
you.
So
hopefully,
much.
You know, not out of pressure, not out of conquering, not out of struggle, but just anybody that wants to joyfully participate, then come on aboard, and I thank you.
Yeah, I would have loved to have had something like this when my son was growing up, but, you know, it's all perfect. I agree with that. I am in my new job that I've been in since August the 11th, and I just wanted to see if there was anything the channel could offer around that. It's new for me, and I'm out in the workplace now, and it's fun, and I like the people I work with and what I'm doing, and I just want to see what's coming up around that. I'm doing well.
Well, they...
Oh, the comedians
they're
are on board.
They're kind of laughing, going, if everything's so great and wonderful, what do you want to know?
Well, only because I have not seen this as a forever after job, and there are other things that I want to do, but right now, this I know, even though it wasn't my life's work here that I'm doing, a lot of good is coming out of it for me. I'm seeing the benefits of it, even though it's long hours and stuff. It's not my forever after work, so I just, you know, anything that, you know, maybe there's nothing, and maybe
well,
there's nothing.
The one thing that I'm being given is whatever you want to create or are creating or are going to create, keep it in alignment with the creation of this.
Okay.
You're happy.
Okay.
You love the people. You see the benefit. So
yep.
if this job wants to continue, then yippee. If this job wants to turn into another job that has the same wonderful qualities about it, yippee.
Okay.
And they
okay.
want to reiterate again, guys, there is nothing that we're really supposed to be doing.
Right.
Other than living the vibration and being the vibration of love and joy. So
right.
anything and everything that supports you in doing that is what you're supposed to do.
Okay. The one place that I'm curious where my energy and the energetics come into this, the owners of this business are not local, even though the business is, and they have so far shown themselves to be not particularly honoring about what they're willing to pay us. And I feel it feels like there's a disconnect there. So I want to know what is my energetic part in that.
So what you're saying to me is that you want to make more money.
That would be great.
And you feel that they are out of alignment with that, with everyone.
I really do. The merchandise that we're selling is extremely expensive and high end, and it just seems to be a logical way, a disconnect between
okay.
how we want
all
to
right.
represent them and what they are willing to pay us to do that and do a good job of that.
Okay. They're giving me the word judgment.
Okay.
And that means that there's judgment going on from you about them. And this
okay.
is something
yep.
that has created a lot of unhappiness for you before. And the perspective is that, that's the highest word, the world doesn't treat me fairly, Anya.
Right. Yeah.
Can you identify with that?
That's what I'm wanting to get to the bottom of by even asking
yeah.
this question. I want to find out what energetically my part is in this.
Well, that's it. You have to
okay.
start seeing the world as a world that totally treats you fairly. Because
okay.
right now you're in judgment with them and you think you're going to have to control them. You know, back to Ulrike's question, that you're
right.
going to have to control them to get what you want. You're going to have to conquer them to get what you want. What you want to focus on, and you're not, is feeling the joy and the love of being paid. Hold on, I'm waiting for the right words. Well, I want to keep saying in alignment with, but they keep saying no. Ah, in
okay.
harmony with. That you are
okay.
experiencing being paid in harmony with your self-worth.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, that might mean they should pay you more, and that might mean that you just need to change your perspective around
right.
the fact that what you're being paid is in harmony always with what you're worth, and you just
okay.
want more.
Okay.
So ask for more. Be clear about what you want and ask for it. Yep.
Well, it's
that
not just it's
thing.
Not just me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just not it's
yeah,
not just me. It's everybody, even my boss.
You.
So yeah. Right.
You're
right,
the one
exactly,
that's
exactly.
you're the one that's creating for you.
Okay.
So, you know, the more you create for you and create harmony around money.
Okay.
And self worth, the more everybody gets that and starts creating it also. But you don't create that by going, they owe us more, they're not respecting us.
Okay.
Focus on what you want. You know that principle, right?
Got it.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, my dear. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Rose, you have to talk really fast because I've only got 3 minutes left. What's up, baby?
Okay. Well, I just wanted, I'm feeling stuck and I don't know what to do next, like my career.
Okay. Well, the first thing you have to do is choose. So you're stuck because you haven't chosen what you want to focus on and put your energy towards. And they're saying you absolutely know what that is, but all of the things that we've talked about on the show keep you from letting you know that you know. So if I said you absolutely know, and I'll give you $1 million to tell me what it is right now, what would it be?
I have, like, an idea what I want to do within my career, if I stay in my career.
Uh-huh.
But I keep on running up against these walls because they say you have to have a couple years experience and working with this particular population. And I've talked to a lot of people. I've asked anyone, do you know anyone?
Okay.
Rose,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but they're saying that's not really what you want to do anyway. So what's the other thing that you want to do?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yes, you do.
I guess I'm really passionate about animals, but I don't know what to do.
Yes, that's what you want. All right. But you have to state, I love animals. I want to work with animals. I want to make good money working with animals. So I'm going to start researching everything that I can do to work with animals and where I can make the money that I want to make, and then I'm going to step forward toward that because that's what you really want to do, honey.
That they say that's correct for me to go down that path?
Yes.
Okay.
But you're your highest answer, Rose. It's what you say to yourself. That's the only thing that matters. So, you know, guys, you don't make the channel another mutter that you want to argue with. Now, well, it's true. You sit down and you go, where am I willing to totally go into my joy and my passion and take steps toward doing? What rocks my boat? That's where I'm going.
I think the reason I question it is because I have, like, these angel cards, and they always say that, you know, I'm supposed to be working with kids, which I am.
Well, why can't you work with kids and animals?
Why
does one preclude the other? One of the
greatest
programs on the earth is taking autistic and challenged children out and helping them ride horses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you see, you cut yourself off from all the possibilities because you say, I don't know how I can do both. Not your job to know. The universe will show you, but you've got to open up the possibility so you start receiving the information. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, good. Go get them, baby.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. All right, my guys, my lovely people, people I love. Boy, if there's a show that you have ever wanted to share with anybody, it's this one. This is going to help get a lot of people back on track, including yours truly. So I am indebted to you until we meet again. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more. And know that that is our intention for this entire world, to love themselves. Until we meet again, see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.